Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is this morning defending the decision to arrest about 100 protesters on the Rose Kennedy Greenway early today, saying they were getting out of control. The arrest came after the demonstrators tried to expand their encampment beyond their original site, Dewey Square downtown, outside the Federal Reserve Bank building. Joining us on the line now to talk about this and what happened early this morning is Boston Mayor Menino. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be with you.
Mayor, do me a favor and walk us through why you and the police commissioner decided to move the protesters off the Greenway early this morning.
Well, you know, the protesters exceeded the boundaries that we set up for them for the original encampment. They took on property that was not part of the agreement they had, and they didn't care what we said. They just wanted to do their own civil disobedience, and then they did the marches, and they wanted to take over North Washington Street Bridge, and enough's enough. I mean, we'll tolerate demonstrations, we'll tolerate expressions of free speech, but when it comes to civil disobedience, we have a real issue with that, and that's why we moved in last night, because they exceeded the properties that we gave them earlier. We've got many criticisms for giving them the property. I believe that if you want to express yourself and in a manner that is respectful, we'll always allow that to happen in our city. But when it comes to on the verge of civil disobedience, we have to step in, and because there's a lot of other folks in the city of Boston. There's 670,000 people live in Boston, and I just have to make sure all of those people have the opportunity to move the city frequently.
Mayor, as you know, some of the protesters are accusing police of using excessive force on the Greenway early this morning, excessive force on what they call a peaceful demonstration. What do you know about that, and do you think that's the case?
I spoke with the police commissioner this morning. We're streaming the event all night long. We have films of what happened also. We take that issue very seriously, and later this morning we'll address that issue as best we can. There's always those issues of police brutality, and I know my police commissioner, Commissioner Davis, will take action if there is police brutality, but the folks who streamed that thing all night long, they didn't see any action such as that, but we'll take it and we'll take it into consideration.
So what happens from here? Will you allow the protesters to stay in Dewey Square, the site of their original encampment, inside those boundaries that you talked about earlier?
There was a time and place that we have to end the encampment, and that time and place will come in the near future, but I think that we have to continue to listen to some of the issues. I mean, some of the issues they talk about are issues that Middle America is very concerned about, the issue of corporate America, the issue of equity, the issue of foreclosures. That's some issues that must be addressed, and they're not being addressed today. And, you know, the jobs bill that's out in Washington is not being addressed. It's, you know, and I sympathize with them on many of these issues, and I want to work with them on these many issues. Matter of fact, we're working with some of their group on the foreclosure issue right now. But, you know, there's a time and place when these type of demonstrations have to end. It's costing a lot of resources for the city of Boston. We do not have an estimate of that. Mayor Bloomberg says it's costing the city over $2 million. I haven't got that estimate of Boston yet. But, you know, I tell you, Bob, that they have some right issues, but the way they're going about it is, you know, with civil disobedience doesn't work for Boston. It doesn't work for anyone, and they don't have a clear message as yet.
I have to ask you the when question, Mayor. The protesters in Boston have been around for a couple of weeks now. How much longer will you allow them to stay there? Is it a matter of days, or is it a matter of weeks?
Well, it's something that the commissioner will make a decision on in the very near future and give that message to the folks who are in the encampment there. You know, I'm concerned about the encampment on some of the issues they may have there about sanitary conditions, about other issues that might be existing in that encampment. And, we have been very supportive of them to the fact that I've been criticized for giving them electricity and picking up their trash. But, you know, I believe that they're out there. They have a message, and I want to make sure that the message gets clear, much more clarified, and I think, you know, we got to try to work with them as best we can, but there is a time very shortly that we hope to ask them to leave the encampment. Just like yesterday, when some of those protesters saw that there might be some civil disobedience, they left the procession. because they're not there to create civil disobedience. They're there to get a message across. And the folks who have moved in and try to create civil disobedience aren't the ones who are really involved in this protest. They're the outsiders who come in from city to city and move from demonstration to demonstration.
Well, when that time comes and you decide that the protest must come to an end, if the protesters don't voluntarily leave their encampment down on Dewey Square, will police remove them?
We'll make that decision at the time that we have to make the decision. We have no preconceived decisions on that at all at this time. We will look at that issue and make the judgment at that time.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.